No garment, even by the most deliberate intent, could possibly have been designed as a better hiding place for delameters than the barrel-topped full-dress jacket of Aldebaran II and Mr. William Williams, poised there in steel spring readiness for action, so coldly self-confident, so inexplicably, so scornfully derisive of that whole roomful of men, not a few of whom he knew must be armed. Was also the Wild Bill Williams, meteor miner, who was widely known as the fastest and deadliest performer with twin delameters who had ever infested space. Chapter 18. Crown on Shield. Edmund Crowninshield sat in his office and seethed quietly. The all-pervasive blueness of the Colonian brought out even more prominently than usual by his mood. His plan to find out whether or not the ex-miner was a spy had backfired badly. He had had reports from Euphrosyne that the fellow was not, could not be, a spy, and now his test had confirmed that conclusion too thoroughly by far. He would have to do some mighty quick thinking, and perhaps some salve-spreading or lose him. He certainly didn't want to lose a client who had over a quarter of a million credits to throw away, and who could not possibly resist his cravings for alcohol and Bentlem very much longer. But curse him, what had the fellow meant by having a kit bag built of indurite, with a lock on it that not even his cleverest artists could pick? "Come in," he called, unctuously, in answer to a tap. "Oh, it's you. What did you find out?" "Janice isn't hurt. He didn't make a mark on her. Just gave her a shove and scared hell out of her. But Clovis was nudged, believe me. He's still out. We'll be for an hour, the doctor says. What a sock that guy's got. He looks like he's been hit with a tube maul." "You're sure he was armed?" "Must have been. Typical gunfighter's crouch. He was ready, not bluffing, believe me. The man don't live that could bluff a room full of us like that. He was betting he could whip us all before we could get a gun out. And I wouldn't wonder if he was right." "QX. Beat it, and don't let anyone come near here except Williams." Therefore, the ex-miner was the next visitor. "You wanted to see me, Crowninshield, before I flit?" Kinnison was fully dressed, even to his flowing cloak, and he was carrying his own kit. This, in an Aldebaranian, implied the extremest height of dudgeon.
"Yes, Mr. Williams, I wish to apologize for the house. However," somewhat exasperated, "it does seem that you were abrupt, to say the least, in your reaction to a childish prank.